down that rabbit
hole. Yeah, let's go, man. Let's go.
Oh, here you go. But there were two Prince bands, two Prince-inspired bands that both had one-hit wonders, and they were one of them. The other was Ready for the World, Oh Ready Sheila. For the world. They were only ready.
Sheila. That was inspired by Prince.
Well, I don't know if it sounded like it was a Prince knockoff.
Gotcha.
The sound, yeah. They were only ready for one hit. As it turns out, their world was one hit. And that was it.
That's all it takes at this time.
Honestly,
for me, if I had the opportunity to have at least one hit, I'll be a one hit winner.
Okay, now listen, there are bands and people that have toured off essentially what was one hit. I mean, I don't think the Ready for the World can get out there and say, hey, you know, we had this hit here and come and, you know, pack out this little club. But without another package, like a package tour of other one-hit wonders. But, you know, I think they only had one album, too, maybe.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, after that song, I forgot about it. Can't wait for the next one. Yeah, Sheila slapped a lawsuit on him.
Oh, did she really?
I told him to cease and desist. Mm. Oh, Sheila. there is no Spike How You Stickin' tonight. There will be no Spike How You Stickin' tomorrow.
Unless Fake Spike calls in.
Yes, absolutely. Which means that I get to say, hey, Wells, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. God bless, man. Thank you. To be here. I actually miss you guys.
I miss you. Yeah, I miss being told God bless.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Spike is a heathen mother effer.
Yeah. Has he been mean lately? Has he been meaner?
No. You know, Spike is Spike.
Spike is Spike.
That's exactly how I want Spike. I want Spike to be Spike. But I do miss him. But he ain't a man of the Lord. He ain't a man of the cloth.
No, he's not.
That's why the Lord smited him with COVID. And he can't come in.
Whatever he got.
COVID, herpes.
Chlamydia.
Cow flu. No, wait, that was bird flu. Oh, mad cow disease.
Mad cow disease, he could have that, too.
Out of anything, I was a monkeypox.
Monkeypox. Swine flu.
Wait, nobody. Spike gets sick, and nobody knows what he has. He needs to be treated on a university level by a team of doctors working round the clock to figure out how that body is still doing whatever the hell it's doing.
I'll be honest, though. This is the first time I've ever seen Spike sick in God, how many years? Many years.
Well, I've seen him not feel good, but for him to take a couple of days off, and he was complaining about feeling down Tuesday last time I saw him. And did you see him Wednesday?
Yeah, I saw him Wednesday.
No, I was not in here Wednesday. That's right. It was the Lightning hockey. And he was not looking good?
No, it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday, and then Wednesday we had the hockey game.
Tuesday he was complaining. I guess Wednesday he didn't feel better, but just started to feel worse. So get better, Spike, with whatever you got there. Just take a lot of Tussin.
that purple drink.
Yeah, get some of that Robitussin up in you.
Get that lean.
Stop being a pussy. Mm-hmm. Somebody called in to apologize to you. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Really?
Might have been Monday, but it was definitely this week. It was a guy that got in your face when you were talking about how mass layoffs were coming to UPS.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls, I work for UPS. I'm in management. There ain't no mass layoffs coming. These are just some of the people they hired to get rid of after, you know, they overhired for COVID, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called in on a day where I guess it was announced that
he got fired.
You know what? Well, no, he was still,
yeah, he was still
that UPS was laying off like 17,000 workers or something. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You still work there?
Of course.
I gotta ask.
I feel like in my building at least, well, the people that they let go, the people that come in once or twice a week, people who steal time. But that's what's happening in my building. So I don't know what other, you know, centers or buildings or warehouses, what they're doing in terms of laying off people, but that's what they're doing in our warehouse.
You hate to hear anybody losing a gig.
But sometimes some people do take advantage of the system. They'll take a break on the clock. You know, they'll sit there for like 30 minutes to an hour not doing anything, still on the clock getting paid, and you're supposed to take a break.
It catches up to you. The other thing is sometimes companies do have to restructure. Sometimes companies go, hey, we're, you know, middle heavy, bottom heavy. Most often it's top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to look at the top salary.
Yeah, management. Yeah, some managers are being or they're being forced to retire.
What's going on in that bonus? Yeah,
And I think that's what happened with one of the people that was working
forced retirement.
Yeah.
How old were they? You know, around
they were like in their 60s. It was about that time.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's like, come on, boomer, get out of here, boomer.
I'm milking it.
Yeah,
I know you got two and a half years left in you, but go.
Yeah, get out of here.
Go to Aruba.
Yeah, right. Yeah, live off your $100,000 salary when you retire.
Yeah. I'd be out of there too. You better believe that. You know who shouldn't retire?
Who?
Electricians.
Why not?
Because they making bank.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
You know what a soffit is?
A soffit?
Neither did I. I know what it, I've seen them. I didn't know the word for them was soffit. Mm-hmm. You ever go in the kitchen and there's this like a square along the wall in the border? There's like a maybe, I don't know.
It's the
five-inch box. It's like a five-inch border that extends out and the cabinets go up underneath it. So instead of the cabinets going all the way to the ceiling of the kitchen, there's like a border box all the way around it.
Does it look like that?
No, that's a more of a fascia. Hold on a minute here. Again, see, I did not know kitchen. I'm going to type in kitchen soffit. Oh, you've seen them. I promise you, you've seen them. I promise you. Okay, here we go. See that right there?
Oh, yeah.
See that mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. That, and that's typically hollow. Mm-hmm. It's not there. But and see how the cabinet doesn't go all the way up to the wall, mm-hmm. but that thing goes borders around it. That's a kitchen soffit. So when people are doing, we have cabinets that are in great disrepair. Mm-hmm. So they needed to be replaced. Because you had a baby there, you can't anyway. You get stuff. You got to updo some stuff.
Yeah.
So the soffit that kitchen, and it's a small kitchen, cute. You've seen it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
It had a soffit. I don't have a problem with a soffit. Mm-hmm. I don't even really notice a soffit. Mm-hmm. As I just explained to you, I didn't know it was even called a soffit.
Yeah, I didn't even know it had a name. I thought it was just a box on the wall.
Yeah, I actually thought it was just, I thought it was like through and through. It was solid material. I didn't mm-hmm. even know it was kind of hollow inside. But I guess in some cases, it allows things to vent, blah, 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 the air to vent because it depending upon what it's over and if moisture builds up. And sometimes it's purely aesthetic. Mm-hmm. But I had no problem with it. Mm-hmm. Somebody else lives there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, when they're doing the cabinets, let's extend them and let's remove that soffit. I hate that soffit. That soffit's ugly. Mm.
She was the one that pointed.
And I got a handyman, George Barnes, and he's like, and I love him to death.
Yeah, shout out, George.
Shout out to George. And he sided against me on this one, so F George.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, we'll take back that shout out.
He's an older cat. I mean, he's not much older. He's like, Mo, you want to update. Mo, I don't care about it. I just want everything.
I just want a cabinet, bro. I don't care about a soffit.
I don't even necessarily need the cabinet, but they were so old. They weren't holding the weight of things in it. So it was more than a luxury, remodel. It was something that needed to be done. Mm-hmm. So, Mo, you got to update. I'm like, George, George wanted me to take out an entire wall have this open concept. I'm like, George, there's five rooms in this house. I'm not about to live in it. It's the wall that separates where my desk is, like the very front room where my desk.
Oh,
my,
is that where all your bourbon is?
My phonographs.
Your that's bourbon
the
di-
it's, okay, it's, gotcha. It's adjacent to the dining room where all the bourbon is.
You look. You have your desk and it looks through the window.
Yeah, it looks through the front window. As soon as you walk in the door, right over to your right, and then there's the wall that separates the family room where there's a TV, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So he wants to knock down that.
He was
wall.
Like, oh man, you should knock that down. Update. Open concept. A lot of people love open concept. I said, you know who has open concept? People that have enough rooms that if they get rid of two and make it one, they've got other rooms to do stuff in. Mm-hmm. I don't have a room. And the house is nice. I'm not trying to denigrate the house, mm-hmm. but the house is nice. But it's a smaller house. at 2,400 square feet or something.
But it's like also that. Two stories, though, right?
It's a half. It's a half story. It's what do they call it? Split plane. Split level. Mm-hmm. It's split level. So half the house is two story, and the other half is not. And you know, if you're writing or you're editing or whatever, I'm like, George, I got a baby. I need that separation. And even without a baby, mm-hmm. I just need that separation. I can't. And the other thing is,
well, you're trying to separate yourself from that baby.
I'm trying to separate myself from everything.
I don't blame you, bro. The other thing is,
now you've got a sofa in the middle of a room. You mm-hmm. walk in and there's a sofa in the middle of the room, and it just makes I would think furniture arranging a tad more difficult. But anyway, if you gotta update. I'm like, George, I have to have some privacy. That's what I have to have. So anyway, he sided against me with the soffit. And all of that to say, so the soffit, the guy comes in, my guy, Tulio. Big ups to Tulio.
Tulio, okay. Is this the electrician?
No. Okay. I'm going to get to Richie.
Oh, okay. We got Tulio, Richie, and then what was the first one?
The George Barnes, my handyman.
Gotcha.
Tulio is the guy with the cabin stuff that mm-hmm. I borrowed from my neighbor, Ozzy. I'm like, hey, I heard he did yours, and he did. Good cat.
Yeah. Sometimes the word of mouth is the best.
My dude
is Walter. Shout out to Walter.
Spanish guy. Oh, by the way, remind me to ask you if I did something racist or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is this a racist segment?
Let me get up to one. Okay. So Tulio is, I was going to have George remove the soffit, but he had removed one the day, like a couple of days before. And he's like, I'm out of the soffit. Remove it. He didn't want nothing to do with it. Now, I have never seen a soffit be removed, but it's a son of a bitch.
Yeah
I mean, you got to punch holes and you think you're done, and then you got to take the boards or the wood boards and planks or whatever out of the concrete with these.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It's work intensive. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are people that do it for a living. It's nothing. It's an easy demo. I'm looking at it, and I'd like texted George. I go, George, this would have killed you. It would have killed you. Okay, now, so as I said, so Tulio is over there. He comes in the morning, yesterday morning, and, you know, he's pulling out stuff. And I text my neighbor, Ozzy. I go, hey, do you think, because I have an Alexa, you know, on my TV, and I'm like, do you think I should put some Spanish music on?
Is this the racist thing that you thought?
Is this racist? Because if I was a worker and I come in and clearly it's a suburban family that I know does not listen to hip hop, and they got
Gucci Mane on.
Gucci Mane, and it goes into Young Jeezy.
Yeah, they got a little Dirt. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Right, and it's just solely there because I'm the only one in the space, and it's solely there for me. I'm going to go, So I'm thinking, but I know I like to write to music. I like to work out to music. I figure, okay, he would like, and he speaks English, but it's broken. He's every now and again, like it took him like, it took us like a minute and a half for me to figure out what he was saying was that he thought a squirrel might have died. He finally walked me out to the fridge doors and pointed out to where squirrels were. I go, oh, squirrel. Oh, yeah. Oh, if you see one, throw it in the garbage because I'm not touching it. So anyway, so I ask guys, I go, hey, you think it'd be racist if I put on a playlist of all Spanish music? Yeah.
Do you know any Spanish music? Like, do you know?
I mean, I know some Spanish. I know some crossover Spanish. Okay,
like reggaeton and, you know, bachata, merengue.
No, man.
Aventura.
I know Selena.
Selena.
So
that's enough. That's all you really need.
I go, so he's like, nah, go. He goes, nah, go. He goes, he's got kids. He likes hip hop and this and that and all that. I'm like, whatever. I mean, so before he comes in, I go, Alexa, play top Spanish hits.
Mm.
And so
first playing Jennifer Lopez.
And again, most of it's in Spanish. He knows I don't speak Spanish. So I'm thinking, okay, he's obviously gonna know that I'm playing this music for him. Three songs in, I am singing one of the songs. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Then every other song he was singing it to.
Yeah, yeah. So you see, yeah, yeah.
I was like, and I would, I forget the name of the song, but why didn't we embrace Enrique? Who was it? Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, it's because he's too,
bit more.
I mean, it's because he's too pretty.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Usually when it's a beautiful
boy,
artist
boy,
like that.
Boy had a smooth voice, though.
Yeah, that boy can sing.
Yeah, Mark Anthony.
Yo, well, yeah. Mark Anthony gets his flowers.
Yeah,
so in
okay.
the Spanish community, he's like the Prince of Puerto Rico outside of Ricky Martin. Well, but you know what I mean? Now it's Bad Bunny.
I got him.
But Mark Anthony gets his flowers.
Well, I think Enrique Iglesias, he got dissed, man. He got disrespected.
Well, no, Art. So remember, Enrique Iglesias, he has a famous father that was a singer as well.
Yeah, Julio.
Yeah, Julio. So Julio, I felt like, was a little bit more famous because that was my mom.
He was a lot more famous.
Yeah, you know, and he was always under the shadow of his father.
But Enrique, man, he was good looking, though.
Yeah, he was pretty. Yeah. Very pretty and could sing. But so, at the end of the day, too, I feel like that's what kind of held him back a little bit, being so good looking.
Maybe, yeah. Mark Anthony, he was good looking, but he was short, you know.
No, well, Mark Anthony was a little different. He had the voice, but he was like, he was not.
He had a very feminine body. Let's
very frail, kind of small.
Kind of small.
Yeah.
So I'm in and out, and I find myself, I'm like, oh, every now and again, I'll walk into the TV and I'll see what song, because, you know, they got the artists as they play, pop up on the TV, because it's coming through the TV speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Dolby system beneath the TV. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But every now and again, I like hear something like, is that the TV or is that Tulio? Mm-hmm. And Tulio in there.
Yeah, puppy, this is great music.
He's not that smart.
Oh, he's not that Spanish. Okay, he couldn't speak English.
So I was like, success. So anyway, he takes it down. Mm-hmm. He gets halfway through and he's showing me Wires.
Mm.
And George had forewarned me, say you go behind the soffit, there may be wires, and you might end up having to call an electrician. Now, me not knowing anything, and I'm looking at the wires, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, well, the wires are still up against the wall. Just put in the new cabinets, you know, up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. But Tulio says I need to call an electrician, who was out and probably still out there today. Earning his $1,700.
Oh, wow.
Taking that soffit out. $1,700.
No, the wiring.
Well, okay, this is the thing.
I feel like $1,700 is pretty affordable, though.
If you're expecting it.
Yeah.
So it's like your car is not really necessarily broke. But you take it in and say, hey, give me a checkup. And then they find out you got a cracked head. But it was running fine or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes up into the attic. And obviously he finds, I think the house was built in 79, 80. And he says, see, he calls me up to poke my head up through the attic, which I don't want to do anyway. I ain't got trying to get, insulation on my dreads.
You don't want to get that asbestos in you.
He's pointing the light, and I'm kind of like half my head's up there, and I'm like, he's like, you see that? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, no, look at the light. So now I got to poke my head all the way
up. Now I got to go really in there, yeah. It's all hot up there.
Oh, man, just if something's broke, fix it.
Yeah.
But then he points out three areas where the wiring was done. So now he's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, well, you know, I have a baby.
Yeah.
And more importantly, I have a bourbon and a vinyl collection. I don't need a fire starting in the attic.
Yeah.
That could be catastrophic. And I kid, you know, obviously.
If you had to save one first, who are you saving, the bourbon or the baby?
I would put the baby above the bourbon, not the vinyl, though. I got to carry the vinyl.
The vinyl comes out first and then the baby?
I gotcha. Vinyl's real fragile.
Yeah, they really are. And they're really rare, too.
I could probably get those bottles back. But man, there's a couple of pieces of vinyl I ain't never coming across again. So, I got four crates. Bowie, sit tight, Bowie.
Yeah.
Sit tight.
Yeah, you got four other kids, you know?
So yeah, I get it. Three. Don't be throwing another one in the mix. So your dad, and then you got to re. It's, I mean, he got there at 10 and still there. And I mean, and yeah, I say $1,700. There's other costs that have to be factored in. But I was like, and all I could say to myself was, should have left that damn soft. Should have left that damn soffit up. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know what it did, but I was